Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man, for me.
is turning around for me. Wow, man, it's turning around for me. It's turning around for me, around for me, around for me. Man, what a beautiful song by Vashawn Mitchell. Once again, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I'm your nephew. I'm your neighbor next door. I am prophet and teacher, Dwayne Woods. You have now entered into the prophet's closet. Well, I missed y'all on last week, and I'm so thankful to God to be back with you all here on this wonderful Wednesday evening with another prophetic word, I believe, that God has in store for each and every one of us. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity from my brother, Pastor E, who operates in Fivefold Ministry, and just his ability to be led by God for people to come to this wonderful network, the Now Network, and I'm so thankful to be a part of it. So tonight I have something I believe that hopefully will answer some questions as to your purpose. You know, why did God choose you? If I had to put a title on this message, it would be called Chosen. You have been chosen to do something that somebody else can't do, but only you can do. And you have got to get beyond your own ideology as far as how am I going to complete this enormous task that is in front of me. The only person who can orchestrate it and know it is God. And the only person that needs to go to God for this is you. And so today I want to talk to you about several people, but one particular person who was chosen to do something. Just like many of you have been chosen, you've been picked out of your family, and you sometimes wonder, why is it that I was the only one who was chosen out of my family to do a task? It may be to gather all your family members together and bring them to Christ. It could be who was chosen to be the person, oh God, I feel the presence of God. Thank you, Father. Oh my God, glory. Thank you. Oh my God, glory. Esha, mata rabba, ruko shekata mandoso. I feel the presence of God. Because the Bible talks about in the book of Matthew's 22nd chapter, verse number 14, it says, many are the called, but few are chosen. You got to get this. I want for you all to get this, for some of you who've said, why am I the one out of all the people in my family? Why am I the one?
Amen, family. We have lost our brother. I know he's going to call back in 1 second, but don't you know, if anybody can do it, God can. I know you guys wait for me to get this opportunity to play this song anytime I can. But until we wait on our brother, don't you know that he can?
Amen. Prophet. Thank you, Pastor E.
Amen.
You
there you
so
go.
Much, sir. Technical difficulties here where I'm at. But when I think of, if I could pick it up from where I was at, when I think about Pastor E and I think about the enormous thing that has been set in front of him to do, nobody else can do it because he was chosen for a purpose to do exactly what God had already predestined for him to do for such a time as this. It couldn't have been handed to a cousin. It couldn't have been handed to a nearest relative. It can only be handled by Pastor E. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So whatever God has chosen you to do, it could be so enormous, and you try to figure out, God, how are you going to equip me enough to handle this task? Well, that's why he says, look here, before I formed you, I knew you. I knew your capabilities. I knew everything about you. I knew what I put in you when I blew the ruach inside of you that will allow you to perform everything that I predestined for you to perform. Y'all don't hear me today. Amen. When God blew into you, he blew the essential things that you were needed to have to walk this face, oh my God, to walk this earthly relationship here on the earth. But to have it so magnificent that God will streamline you everything that he has for you to accomplish here on this earth realm. Nobody could do this but you. Amen. If you will go to your Bibles with me, go over here into the book of First Peter. First Peter 2:9. First Peter 2:9, it says this, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Now, I ain't even getting through the whole thing of it, but look at what he said. He said, but you are a chosen race. God chose us, and he chose each and every one of you for something so great that you have not even tapped into the potentials that you even have to accomplish what God has for you. And the reason why is because many folk in this day and age, they're looking at what they have been called to do instead of asking and inquiring to God, what is it, Father, that I need in this particular moment in my life? We listen to so many people. We bring up to what do you think about this brother or what do you think about this sister? But we fail when it comes to communicating to God, when God is the one who called us for this purpose. It wasn't your pastor who called you. Oh, did I say that? Did I say that, Pastor E? Yes, I did. It wasn't your pastor who called you. It was God who called you. And some of us who are listening to me right now, you might not be able to do the things that it might not be at that church that the calling that God has on your life to do at that church. You might have an outside ministry. You might have a family ministry. You might have a practice that's something that God has instilled in you that is now needed in the earth realm. So he says in 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 9th verse, he says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. He said, I'm calling you out of a dark place where you seemed hopeless, where you seemed that there was failure after failure. He said, I'm calling you out of place so that I'm calling you into a marvelous light to show you what exactly I have predestined for you to do in this earth realm. Glory be to God. It ain't just to be an usher. It ain't just to be a prophet. It ain't just to be a minister, a deacon, an elder. It ain't just to be working in the fivefold ministries. The calling that God has on your life is more than just a title that a church may give you. Ah, my goodness. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. I remember when I was a young kid and my grandmom had said something to me that she prophesied to me, didn't even know what a prophet was at that time. But when I look at some of the things that she said to me, they were so prophetic. She said, son, God got some great things in store for you. Now, I was about 9-10 years old, didn't even know the things of God. But my mom that I called seen something inside of me because of whatever she had prayed to God about concerning her grandson. God showed her the great and marvelous things that he has for me. And she said at a young age, she said, son, God got some great and marvelous things for you. Please believe me, son, God got some great things for you. Just wait. You're all about chosen. Chosen is being chosen is this. It's an invitation to a particular assignment that God has for you. It's an invitation. Some of us have not opened up the invitation. Have you ever been invited to a wedding? You're like, well, I don't know if I want to go to that wedding. So you don't answer the RVS or RSVP that they send you through the email. It's reserved for you, a reserved invitation for you. So it's an invitation that God has exactly for you. It's an offer to step into a new life, giving a relationship as well as God's work of transformation in our own lives as well as others. Calling on our life is just not us for us. Him choosing us for something is just not something far greater than us. And the only way that you can tap into this is that you got to go to God the Father. And you got to figure, God, what is this that you need me to do? How is it that you need me to do it? When do you need me to do it? Because God is operating on time. Time is not of God because it succeeds time. But the timing is when we begin to recognize me walking in this, called to something greater. I'm called to, y'all got to hear this. I'm saying to you all right now on National The Now Network, I am called greater than just a prophet. I'm called for something greater than this. It's to reach the humanity. It's to reach those who are lost. It's more than just prophesying. It's to reach those by the love of God that it will draw them back to the Father. We have been called for such a time as this. We've been chosen for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 10th verse. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Look at what Ephesians says. Ephesians 2:2-10. It says, for we are his workmanship. He created us to do the work. The same work that Jesus did on the face of the earth, he created us to do the same work. He created us to heal the sick. He created us. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God. Let me tell y'all something. We have not even tapped into the potential that God created inside of us. Many of us are only operating on 10% of the potential of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you begin to operate over 50% into the 60%, 70%, going up to the 100%, that's when you can lay hands on folk and see people recovered immediately. That's when you're operating on that type of level of faith. When you can believe God to put the eyes into a blind person's, when you can believe God to see the hand of a person that may have withered away begin to be in full functioning as the other hand is, when you begin to see the limbs of somebody grow, that's when you're operating and believing at the potential mark that God, that Jesus Christ had operated in. That's the full potential. And that's when you can know, look at here, I am operating outside of the norm. And what is keeping me in this place is my mentality and my belief factor that I'm only doing this because I cannot do anything other than this. The devil is a liar. You have been chosen for so much greater than this. You've been chosen greater than the apostle, a prophet, a teacher. You are God's workmanship. You his handyman. Amen. We have so many people who are caught up in titles. That's why so many people can't even operate at the level that God wants us to operate, because we're too concerned about the title. We're too concerned about prophesying and prophesying and swindling people out of money. It's more, the kingdom of God is more than this. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Oh, man, I feel the glory of God. So he says over in the book of Ephesians 2 and 10, he says, for we are his workmanship, which means that God had created us in the image of him according to the book of Genesis. And then when he blew into Adam, which we are a part of Adam, the things he blew in him was also blown in us. Ah, my goodness. Hallelujah. And we are missing some very vital things when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people who are listening to me right now, but how many of you really want to see people get saved? How many of you really want to see people get healed of all these type of diseases that are in the earth? Really, there, if we would do our job, it wouldn't be no diseases in the earth realm. My God, help me, Jesus. Because we are greater than, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And then it says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So it wouldn't be no sickness in the earth realm if we, as the chosen ones, who would do the job that God created us to do, instead of wandering around with our heads in our hands because of what is going on in our own personal lives, your life. When you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your life becomes his. He knows everything about you. He knows what you're going through. But you're so concerned about, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough clothing. I live in this type of lifestyle. If get out of your flesh and get into the spirit realm, and you'll be able to see the things that God has seen in you. Don't be concerned about the earthly things. Be more concerned about the kingdom things. And when you're concerned about the kingdom things, God will move you in places that your feet couldn't take you to. He will move you there spiritually. You will have dreams, and he will show you where I'm getting ready to take you. And people will already have paid your way. They will pay for it for you to get there. You can show up at the airport and say your name is such and such, and because God told somebody to tell them, hey, I paid for them to get to this place. But because of our mindset, we operating on mediocrity, kingdom principles. We're too concerned about this stuff. This stuff is going to pass away. But his word is so deeply, should be so deeply embedded in you that it will never pass away. Hallelujah. I know I'm giving y'all the prelim of right now. But he says that you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Hallelujah. In the Bible days, God Almighty made a choice. He created and set them apart to execute the important purpose of his providence. Talking about the kingdom. He's setting us up for kingdom work now. How many on here want to do kingdom work? How many on here want to be about the kingdom business? You was chosen for this. Hallelujah. So if you would go to the book of Matthew's, the first chapter, I want to talk to you all about this man who was chosen for a purpose. And the man's name is Joseph. Joseph was chosen to be Mary's husband, the father of Jesus Christ, and the brother, the father of James and those who came up after. He was chosen to do something, but his thought process, if he would allow his flesh to get away, it would have changed the demographics of where he was supposed to be. On here listening to me right now, you've allowed your flesh to change the demographics, which means the course of where God wants you to be, because your flesh is talking more than the Spirit of God. Your flesh is telling you its capabilities, and the Spirit of God is saying, you can do all things through me. But your flesh has allowed you to stop in certain areas when God has says you are more than a conqueror. You can conquer this situation. You can over subdue this situation, but you've allowed your flesh to talk you out of where God wants you to be. We're looking at circumstances. We're looking at situations. We're looking at our lifestyles of where we live. We're looking at what we drive. We're pretty much are looking at other folks to see they have more than what we got. So it stops us in tracks where God says, you're looking at the wrong thing. We need to fix our vision on Christ instead of our situations. I'm going to say that again. Somebody might need to write that down. That's fresh off the press. You need to fix your vision on Christ and not your scenarios or your situations. Because if you fix your vision on Christ, he won't allow you to see your situations or your scenarios, because you'll be too busy and too fixated in the glory. Glory. God is looking for kingdom-minded people. That's why he chose us, for kingdom-mindedness, that our minds will be set on him, the principles of him, the blessings of him. We are far beyond and far greater than this stuff. I promise you. Hallelujah. So go to Matthew's, the first chapter. Matthew's 1:18. I'm going to start at verse number 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So the Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph. So back in those days, a man was marrying a virgin woman. Really, this marriage was an arrangement. Mary was supposed to be arranged, and this was a marriage that was supposed to come. But what happened is that Joseph realized that there was something going on inside of Mary. Now, he had every right that he could have put Mary away, which means he could have divorced her. So let's go on and read this. It goes on to say, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. So in his mind, now let's go back to the mindset of us as individuals. His mindset was fixated on the simple fact that she is with child when she was not supposed to be with child. So I'm not going to publicly put her on display. I'm going to privately divorce her. But I want you to understand something here, people of God. When your mind has been fixated to do something opposite of what God has predestined for you to do, then the Holy Spirit says, I got to come see about you. I got to really tell you the purpose behind what you're getting ready to get yourself into. I got to tell you the purpose of it. And so what did the Holy Spirit do to Joseph, after Joseph in his mindset was saying, I'm getting ready to put this woman to the side. I'm getting ready to divorce her. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. I'm glad you asked. Go down here to verse number 20 with me. The Bible says, but while he thought on these things, while you are thinking on these things, while you are predestined to try to do something different according to the calling or him choosing you for such a time as this, because of you looking at the task, your mind begins to wonder. You begin to think, am I really purposed for this? And here is Joseph. The Bible says that while he was thinking about this, watch what happens. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, and take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. What if he would have never received the visitation of the Holy Spirit? What if you never heard the voice of the Holy Spirit? His flesh would have convinced him that Mary was no good for him. When you allow your flesh to speak louder than the voice of God, it moves you out of blessed positions because you're looking at your inadequacies of something. Or you not being capable of something. And then it moves you out of the way of what God has predestined for you. There are many people who have lost blessings from the Father because of their inadequacies of them thinking of themselves. When you should be thinking higher than what your mind tells you about yourself. Or because you was raised in this condition, your mind has told you you'll always be right here. You'll always stay in the projects. You'll always drive a Ford Fusion or this type of vehicle or what we used to call those box cars, Yugo. I think it's the name was the Yugo. Yeah, Yugo. You always drive these type of vehicles. You always live in this type of home if you allow your mind to talk to you in that manner. You don't deserve to be working at this job. You don't deserve to have this type of lifestyle. You don't deserve to have that husband. You don't deserve to have that wife. I was talking to a bishop friend of mine, and he said that when he went through what he went through, God showed him his wife, and he looked up towards the heaven, and he said, Father, this woman is too beautiful for me. His mind was almost talking him out of a blessing that God was giving him. He said, there's nowhere in the world that this, because he looked at himself instead of looking at God. Many of us, we're looking at ourselves. They're looking at God. And we talk ourselves out of blessings that God has for us, that he only gives to those who he chose. My God, glory. And when he chose you, he knew your capabilities. He knew, my God, glory, hallelujah. He knew automatically that your mind would have possibly tell you that you don't even rise up to this equation in this. But he sent a word. Joseph didn't even think that he was even capable because of what he's seen in Mary. Nah, there's no way in the world I'm a run this race with her because I'm going to be looked at differently because I never touched this woman, but she's pregnant. Carry out this huge task. Who told you that? Who told you that you weren't capable of handling this? I'm pretty sure Pastor E woke up when God told him some things about what he's getting ready to do. I'm pretty sure he thought within himself, I don't know if I can do this. God, don't you know I come from the streets? Don't you know I'm still dealing with some fleshly situations? Don't you know that my mind has not yet been turned all the way over to you? All of us have gone and thought about certain things that were incapable of us handling. But God says, no, I put some great things into you. You just ain't seen the full potential of it yet. Oh, my goodness, glory. Hallelujah. My God. Even myself, I can talk about Dwayne. I can't talk about everybody else. But there are some things that I said within myself, there's no way that I'm even capable of going into this next level, God, battling some situations in my life. But guess what, y'all? Just because you're battling certain things in your life does not stop God from choosing you to change the demographics of somebody else's life. It don't change. He just equips you even the more. Where you're struggling at, guess what? He sends people to handle your struggles. To pray you through your situations, to make sure that the race that you're running, you're capable of finishing the race. Hallelujah. I need about five people just to say, Lord, I'm trying to get to the finish line. I'm trying to make it to my finish line. So back over here, the Bible says in verse number 20, it says, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Look at the task that Joseph has in front of him. He was chosen. The Bible says that he was a devout man. He was an upright standing man. So, which means that he had a character within himself that he didn't want to be blemished. Oh, my goodness. He had to have come from something that he did not want to be blemished. That's why he made the moves that he made with Mary to bring her out in the public, to keep her hidden, to move quietly at night, because he had not just a character, he had a name. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. And the great task that he was chosen to do was to make sure that what the Holy Spirit told him about this child that's being birthed out of this wonderful woman named Jesus, that was going to be named Jesus. Can you imagine God choosing you for something that great? Something that great, that great of a task. And at first his mindset went to the flesh, to put her away, to privately divorce her, until the Holy Spirit said, no, I chose you for something greater, far greater than this, and I'm going to need you to accomplish or finish this. I'm going to need you to see this through. I want to talk to you entrepreneurs right now, those who have something birthed inside of you, and you may say this task is just too big. This is just too huge for me. Well, if it was that huge, God would have never gave you a dream about it. If it was that vast that you just thought in your own mindset that, no, there's no way. No, there is a way. You just got to tap into the things of God. I'm pretty sure that when David, the man who came from working with KFC and created Wendy's, I'm pretty sure that he thought, there's no way I can make a hamburger this good. I'm pretty sure he thought that. Well, you got Wendy's all over the place. I'm pretty sure that Colonel Sanders, when he had the dream of creating the fried chicken and the secret recipe, that he went to certain people and went to certain people to try to market it. He didn't get his business off the ground until he was well in his 60s or 70s. But he never gave up. Now you have KFCs all over the world. He was chosen. When you have been chosen for something great, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you continue and be persistent in the things of God, guess what? You will be able to see it come to fruition. Hallelujah. If you keep tapping into the things of God, eventually it's going to happen for you. But it's when you begin to stop tapping, when you begin to stop calling, when you begin to stop praying, that's when you have reached a level where God is saying the potential is in you, but you don't see the potential in yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all with me. I know you with me. Amen. So then it goes on and says in verse number 22, it says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him to do. Look at this. This man had a dream. In the dream, the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. After he came out of the dream, he did exactly what the Holy Spirit told him to do. He did not deviate. How many of us have deviated from doing what the Holy Spirit told us to do? Oh my goodness, I should see a lot of hands being raised right now in the radio land. I'm raising my hand up right now driving this big old truck. I deviated from doing certain things that God told me to do because I thought that if I did the lesser thing, then that would be great. And that's what many of us do. We do the lesser thing instead of doing the magnificent thing or the thing that God has chosen us to do. We'll take the lesser route. We'll take the back seat. Amen. We'll settle. Oh, God, I heard that one. Amen. Some of y'all are settling. And God says, I never made you to settle. Whoosh, ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, some of you are settling, and he never purposed you to settle. Oh, good God Almighty, you settled on the way you're living at. You settled on the car you're driving. You settled in that marriage. Oh, shah, my God, glory. And he never purposed you to settle. Who told you to settle? Your mind did. Your mind said, I'm only capable of being with this person. I'm only capable of living over here. I'm only capable of living or driving this vehicle. I'm only capable of working in this place. I'm only capable of having this much education. The devil is a liar. Oosh, ah, glory be to God. And God got so much for us. He has so much in store for the chosen ones. But we settle for mediocrity. We settle for little stuff. We settle because we've seen our friends settle. We've seen parents settle. We've seen grandparents settle. We've seen aunts and uncles settle. And then we feel as though because they settle, I guess we need to settle too. The devil is a lie. You have been chosen for something far greater than this. Hallelujah. Quit settling, people of God. Quit settling, people of God. I'm going to say that again for the Holy Spirit. Quit settling, people of God. You have kingdom in you. We should be operating on kingdom principles. We should be operating on the magnificent kingdom power. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth the firstborn son, and he was called Jesus Christ. Jesus. So Joseph never even touched Mary. He allowed her to go through her birthing without even touching her. Man, I tell you, that, man, there's so much stuff is going on in the land. And so many people are settling for just this and settling just for that. Just to have a peace of mind, you settle for this. Just to knowing that there's far, far greater in you. You settled to not go to college because you said, I didn't have the money. With all the resources that we have, some of y'all that are listening to me right now just heard this. Some of y'all need to get right back in school. You're so smart. You don't even know the full potential. Some of you need to go back to school. Some of you need to go and say, look, I'm not settling with just a high school education. And I understand some people are just not meant to go to school. I understand that. But there are some of you who are listening to me. You need to get back into school. You need to get that degree. You might be the first one in your home that you can show your children that at my age, yes, I went back and got my degree. So it's time for you to get your lazy butt off the couch or that lazy daughter or lazy son to show them, look, I done it. You can do it too. You have been chosen. I'm getting ready to close, but I wanted to read something. Glory be to God. I hope everybody is right and has wrote these scriptures down that I've given them. Glory be to God. First Peter 2:9. I think I read that one. Glory be to God. But Ephesians, the second chapter, verse number 10. Verse number 10. I read this one too, but I want to reread it. It's for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Ephesians 1:4-5. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should by the holy and without blame, be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. That's Ephesians 1:4-5. So I'm going to read this right here that I was reading. It says, in the Bible days, God Almighty made a choice among all the people he created and set them apart to execute the important purpose of his providence, that they were chosen to this high destiny was not an of their extraordinary merits, but because God wanted to illustrate his glory to all mankind through them. Look at what God is saying. He said, I'm choosing you not because of your extraordinary merits, not because of your education, not because of your doctoralship, or not because you were apostle great here and prophet great here or evangelist great here. No, I didn't choose you for that. I chose you. Because God wanted to illustrate his glory to all mankind through you. God wanted his glory to shine so bright in each and every one of us that mankind will be compelled to come to the kingdom. Because you can preach better than this person or prophesy better than this person or lay hands better than that person. No. You were chosen for something far greater than that. It's time for us to redeem the land and redeem the people back to God. It's time for us, because there's a remnant of people that God has set apart, to gather amongst those to compel them to be followers of Jesus Christ. We've been chosen for something far greater than this. Each and every one of you have been chosen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to open up the prophet's closet so that some people can come in. I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you. Some of you, you may be first-timers, and you may have been, you're on the internet listening, and, you know, if you would just come on in and talk to me, because you've been chosen for something far greater than this. And you might not even realize it, but God knows. He knows what's in you. He knows what he put inside of you. So if Pastor E is here, and if you can open up the lines, Pastor E, and so that we can talk to some people. You might not even know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you saying, man, I wanna know who this Jesus is. Let us talk to you. Let us invite you. Let us welcome you into the kingdom by the acceptance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
How you doing, my brother?
I am great, sir. How are you? Greetings to you.
Greetings to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Excellent. Excellent. I'm still in the closet, so I got my study for the night. Great word, as always, and great explanations to each one of these key factors in our relationship with God. It's dynamic. You out there, you want to get in this. You're in the closet, but now you want to shout out or sound off in the closet. Dial one. Come on in. Prophet's waiting here to talk to you, to get to know you, meet you, or maybe just to welcome you into the family of Jesus Christ. Area code 424, last four, 3443. You're live in the Prophet's closet.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet David Armstrong. Hallelujah. Come on, Amen.
God bless
listen,
you, Prophet.
I want to listen. I just want to listen. I want to thank you, first of all. I want to thank the Lord Jesus for using you as a vessel to bring forth this message, because, you know, I really believe that we're in a season now where people don't really know that God had chosen them before the foundations of the world, you know.
Yes,
and I believe that God is going to now begin to pinpoint those who have been specifically chosen for a specific assignment. And you clarify that today. And so I believe that we're in that season now of the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, the holy nation, the peculiar people. And God is raising up those people now. So I'm here to bring confirmation, man of God, concerning that word. So I was blessed. I was really, really blessed. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because he's the teacher. Amen. He always teaches wonderful. But I love how he just brought this to the point where we can understand the importance of knowing that we are children. Amen? All righty.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet, man. I appreciate you, sir. And, you know, it's amazing that when God drops some things into your spirit, to know that you are far greater than this. Why are you operating on just this basic stuff when we really should be operating at a higher level, especially when it comes to seeing people get healed, seeing people get delivered, seeing people spirits get cast out of other folks. We are operating at a lesser level than the potential that God has already put inside of us.
I know one thing. Every day is a push to go higher in that level, and it's just not like a yearly plan. It has to be a constant push, because there's new levels every day, and I'm learning that more and more as I go through this journey. Come on, next caller out there, dial one. Prophet, we look forward to hearing from you this Friday, Truth That Transforms.
Okay.
Area code 725, last four, 1016. You're live in the Prophet's Closet.
Hello, Prophet. This is Yvonne. Hey, Pastor E. I just want to know.
Hey,
how are you?
Your word today. I know I missed a couple of them, but there was something tugging on my heart today. It was like, look, you ain't got nothing else to do, but you better listen. Listen now. And he did. And like you said, it's everybody's season. Their new journeys. It's not always got to be exactly what you want. It's what God wants. You know, and he put me on a new path. And I appreciate that your word confirms it. Right along with Pastor E and Prophet David, they just it just in there. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, okay, Lord, which way do I go? The other day he said, you need to sit down. That's what you need to do. And that's exactly what I did.
Glory. Glory. Woo. You know, over, when I look at the Bible in the book of Matthew's the 22nd chapter, and it's the 14th verse is talking, it says, many are the called. Many are the called, but few are chosen. And I'm always looking at that scripture, and I'm like, man, God, you called so many of us, but few are not going to, the people are not going to answer the call. Many folk ain't going to answer the call. And that's why I said, many are the called, but few are the chosen ones. You know, I want to be separated. You know, I want God to take whatever inside of me and use it for the glory. That's what I want. You know, that's the call. That's the chosen, I mean. But the called, he calls everybody. But not many people answer the phone. Have you ever had a phone call that you just looked at and said, no, I'm not going to pick up that phone? That's how certain people do God. I'm not going to pick that up. I'm not ready for this. That's why you got so many people saying, man, nah, I'm not ready to come to Christ. Well, when do you think you're going to get ready? Because, and you ain't, to be honest with you, you ain't even ready when you think you're ready.
Right. That's true.
But woman of God, if you continue to, ooh, shot, I hear a word for you. Philippians 1:6, write Philippians 1:6 down. I said this to somebody on yesterday, and I'm feeling it in my spirit to give to you today. Philippians 1:6.
Okay, got it.
I said this to a dear friend of mine, you know, on yesterday, and I hear it again that the Spirit of the Lord told me to say, give it to her as well. So Philippians 1:6. And let me open up my Bible because I want to read that to you. I want to read that to you on the national network. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Philippians 1:6. Now, I want you to really hear this, what God is saying to you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
He said this, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. What God has put in you, woman of God, he says, I'm going to perform that, what I put inside of you. I ain't going to let it go dormant. I ain't going to let other folks deter you from bringing forth what I put inside of you. I ain't going to even let yourself. God says, I'm that confident that what I've begun in you, I'm going to see it to the end.
Yes, amen. Glory to God.
Woman of God, get ready. Get ready.
Yes, sir.
God, glory. There's a great task that God has assigned for you. Don't let nobody in this hour deter you from it. Don't let nobody speak you out of it. Because
amen.
What God got for you,
it's
for you.
Thank you. God bless
Stay
you.
Stay in the presence.
Yes, sir.
You hear me, woman of God. Stay in the presence of God.
Yes, I do, Prophet. Yes, I do. Glory to God. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Thank you,
I'll be praying for you. I need your name. I need your name.
Yvonne.
What's your name? I can say that again.
Yvonne.
That's my mama's name. Oh, my God.
I remember you said that. And I remember you telling me to read, if I can't remember it, Jeremiah, I think it was.
Jeremiah.
You told me to read Jeremiah.
I remember you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And Yvonne,
Amen.
No lie. Stay in the proper position so that God can use you as his handiwork, as his handyman. Stay in that position.
I will. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, too.
Bless you, Yvonne.
God bless you, Yvonne.
Pastor Terry, come on in. You in the closet.
Amen. Good evening, beautiful family. I say all glory be to God for his glory, everything we do. Amen. But prophet
Amen.
Word, Pastor Ian, I'm saying here to my family, I'm calling you guys faith growers. You know, because when we get on this line, because in his word, he tells us our faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm praising him for this word, the chosen. You said sometimes when we're in a family and you're saying, why me? Like you
why
said,
me?
Pastor, he has a huge assignment. Why me? Because God knew sometimes in our families that we have been born to, he put us in, that it would be times like this that we would be the vessel to come to, to cry on, to come to, so we can share with them the uncompromised word of God with them in times of trials and tribulations. So
yeah.
I always say, like you said something, we got to stay focused on Jesus. No matter what's going on, no matter what people say, we should have this, you should have that. Stay focused on Jesus. So praise be to God. You know what you said? We got to do this so we can get to the finish line. We got to stay in him and stay in shape to be in tune with God to run this race.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, but it's worth it.
It is. But it's worth it.
I'm listening to the ministry. Yeah, and you gave Minister Yvonne a good scripture because the word of God, you know, Prophet Woods, Pastor E, the word of God, and Prophet David Armstrong's on too, and the listeners. The word of God can lift you up when you think you can't, but he can.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing in our spirit but the spirit that works within us. So I always say praise be to God, you know, for the time you took out to come on this line to share this word. God bless you, love you all, family, and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Pastor E, Prophet David, when I said that, you know, that that she brought it up, you know, why me, God? Why am I? And the Holy Spirit just said something to me. This is just so profound, Pastor E, what he just said to me. He said, because in your generation, I've asked many to do it, but they denied. Ooh, good God Almighty. He said, but you picked up the phone. You picked up the call. And guess what? Now, the ones that missed the call, I'm now allowing you to do it because they missed the opportunity. There are a lot of people who are in our generation who just said no, just simply said no. I'm good. I'm good right where I'm at. I don't want to do this church thing. I don't want to speak in the Holy Spirit of tongues and all that stuff. I'm good where I'm at. But then there are some who just sit there and said, okay, God, what is it? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to talk to about this? Who do you want me to talk to about this? And then God orchestrates because you are willing to say, Father, I'll do it. I'll do it. My cousin didn't want to do it, but I'll do it. And so that's why there's so many people in our bloodline who just said, no, I'm not going to do it. There's people in Prophet Dave's bloodline just said, look, nah, I'm good. And so God says, okay, I know I can use this one right here who's coming up in the ranks, who just, yeah, he was just born, but I know this one is going to fulfill the destiny. Oh, my God. Man, this is just awesome to me. You know, even out of Jesse kids, God already knew David. He knew that there was somebody else that he said, okay, Samuel, nah, you looking at that person, I've already chosen the one that I want. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, man, I'm telling you, we just got to stay in the perfect position that God wants us to stay in so that he can fulfill his work inside of us. It's going to get hard, but guess what? You ain't by yourself. You ain't never alone. He's with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're in the closet.
Yes, 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 yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor E. Good evening, Prophet Woods, Prophet Armstrong, and all of you all are on the line tonight. I missed part of your I miss part of your sermon, your teaching, your preaching, but guess what? God wanted me to hear what I heard. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me say this.
Amen.
You're talking about souls, but you're talking about chosen. And I heard you say men are called, but a few are chosen. Some of us don't wait to be called. We don't wait to be chosen. We just went. We just went. But let me share this with you right quick about
yes.
me. I'm personally talking about me right now. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am chosen. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
I am chosen. I know I'm chosen. One night in a vision, God showed me that I was chosen. I was chosen, therefore. God said, Virginia, you didn't choose me. That's in John, the 15th chapter, verse 16. He said, Virginia, you didn't choose me. I've chosen you. And I'm anointing you and ordaining you to go forth and bear fruit so that your fruit might remain. He promised me that. He said that to me. I heard that clearly. God chosen me, y'all, for his purpose and his plan to go forth and bear fruit. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I know I've been chosen. I know I've been set apart for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I know, man of God, Prophet Warren. I've been chosen by God. I heard
yes.
his voice.
Ah.
And I answered my
God.
Call. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. I heard it when he called me by my name and said, Virginia. And he said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you to go forth and bear fruit. And I answered my call. When he told me the first time, I said, yes, Lord. And the second time he said it. And the third time he said it. And I got out of that bed and I got my Bible. And I didn't know where I was going to, what script I was going to. And guess what? I got my Bible and I turned to John, the 15th chapter. There it was in verse 16. Told him by God. I'm chosen. I am chosen. I'm a chosen vessel. I'm
yes.
a royal
yes.
priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm set apart for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chosen. And not only am I chosen, but I'm in the closet. I am in the closet.
Yes.
I'm not coming out. I'm in the closet. I sleep in the closet. I eat in the closet.
Come on now. Come on now.
Go ahead now.
Come on.
I'm in the closet. Y'all can't see
yes,
it, but I can see y'all in the spirit. I'm in the closet. I'm going to stay in the closet.
Come on
I'm
now.
I'm not coming out. I got too much to do for Jesus. I'm going all the way for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Wood, for such an awesome word tonight, man of God.
To God be the glory.
God bless you,
yes,
woman of
God.
God
be the glory. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Evangelist. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind
yes.
words and you're always encouraging me. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I don't take
That's
it for granted.
Yes. Love you,
God bless
God.
You.
Keep preaching. Keep.
I love you. I love you too, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. That's all of our callers that have responded, and we have pushed across the timeline, and I know the man of God is doing great things out there on the road, and you guys need to continue to pray for the prophet because the prophet is during his business hours will take time to come and minister to us, sometime driving, sometime parked on the side of the road or in one of those rest areas or wherever he's put, but we got to keep our prayers up and keep covering him in his journeys. Man of God, God bless you. Pray us out of here, man. We love you.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you've said and all that you've done. Now, Father, we're expecting the unexpected fruition, Father. We're expecting you to who've chosen us, God, for such a time as this, that you put some things inside of us, God, that we will now perform it, Father. And, Lord, we thank you that many will come to the kingdom because of where you're taking us and who you're taking us to, Father. So we thank you. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, you have now been dismissed from the prophet's closet. You have a wonderful and blessed evening. God bless you all.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, that I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
God, he